host Heather McKinnon is a family law specialist and is one of the co-hosts of the Family Matters show. Hi, Heather.
Hi, Anna.
Tell us about the Family Matters show.
So it's a series that we developed initially as a Facebook Live project 3 or 4 years ago. And as podcasts sort of entered the consciousness, we decided that that would be a much better way of presenting the information. So because we're in the regions, and I grew up in Tamworth, and have clients that come from isolated areas, like I often get people from Lightning Ridge, Broken Hill, we just started thinking, look, how do people access information that's high quality about family law when they're going through separation and they can't easily access specialist lawyers? So that's really how it started. But the other thing about it is I've been in practice for nearly 40 years and I've built relationships over those decades with people that were like me, getting closer to retirement, already retired. So judges, child psychiatrists, social workers, people that have spent their whole career in the field. And I wanted to get a way of recording their knowledge that could be communicated to everybody before they left public life and we couldn't access their huge sort of reserves of really valuable advice. So that's how it came about.
And what sort of response have you had to putting this sort of really accessible information in audio form rather than just having it there for people to search online?
Well, you know, people love it because obviously if you or a family member are going through separation, you're really stressed and they just get swamped with written information. We've kept each session to about 20 minutes, so you can put it on in the car when you're driving to work or listen to it in bed at night before you go to sleep. It's not taxing. It's done in a way that's conversational and easily to understand. So it's been really well received, and I know that even clients that are currently seeing me love the fact that they can go back through those back episodes. Like if they've got a case where, you know, they've got some problems with an adolescent, I can say, look, go back to the podcast that was done by the child psychiatrist last year and just have a listen to what he says. So it helps me in my daily practice as well because I can tailor really detailed information in very specific fields and point the client in the right direction.
Well, that is very cool. Heather McKinnon, a family law specialist and also co-host of the Family Matters show, which is the podcast we're featuring this afternoon on ABC Radio New South Wales. Let's hear some of one of your episodes now, Heather. It was a recent episode talking about the use of private investigators. And this is Steve Wallace, Managing Director of SWA Recovery Investigation Group. He's dispelling a few myths about private eyes.
Well, one of the biggest misconceptions is there's a lot of men hanging around in trench coats, which is not the case. I mean, 90% of our team are female. There's only two males in the whole business. One of the biggest misconceptions I find in the family law area is the misconception where people believe that they have to physically accept a document by hand.
Trying to evade service or something.
Yeah, trying to evade service, and they see it on television quite often where somebody goes up and they serve the document and they go, you're served. Well, that's not the case in Australia. You can leave the documents at people's feet. There's all different methods of service, but to physically have to touch it is not required. That's one of the biggest myths.
Ah, there you go, dispelling myths of private investigators. Heather McKinnon, I would imagine that American crime shows in particular would work against you in this space of law.
Oh, absolutely. You get all those great stories, you know, you've got to catch the other partner out in an adulterous situation, or I've got to prove that someone's doing something wrong. So we have to calm things down all the time and tell people it's not like on television. Yeah, it's a really big part of the job is dispelling myths.
How important is this insight, I guess, that your podcast offers across different ideas and concepts of the world of family law for those who aren't involved in the courts and the law space normally?
I think it's a really good way of allowing people to get really good quality information without being confronted. I know, you know, after decades of going out to reception, when a client first comes to see me, they'll often be shaking. It's like going to a dentist, I suppose. And this allows them to enter the world in a really non-confrontational way. And when they hear people like judges having chat with Ben and I and talking about their life, that humanises the people that we often see, you know, pilloried in the media. I think it gives that really human touch and allows people to see that people working in this field are really passionate about helping children, about helping people who are at a really difficult time. And so it quickly makes people realise that there's some really good people in Australia trying to help people. It's not like you hear on shock jock radio or, you know, in really tardy sort of media. These people are really skilled at what they do, and best of all, they've got good hearts. They are doing it for the right reason.
How would you describe family court and navigating the system? Is it tough?
Oh, look, I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy, particularly people that have got disputes over children and, you know, and intergenerational disputes between family members in businesses and things. It's horrible to see how conflict can really reduce humans to very appalling sort of creatures. And what we're hoping to do with this podcast is stop people being led down that alleyway. Just keep repeating the message. Stay calm, take the higher ground, don't involve kids in conflict, and get help from experts who can stop you from feeling like everything's at the end of the road.
Important, very difficult time for people, and Heather McKinnon is hopefully helping in that space around this podcast. It's been going for about 3 years, the Family Matters Show. Heather is a family law specialist, and we're finding out about this podcast. It's made on the mid-north coast of New South Wales, so it's a local podcast with some really great quality content. You meet some great characters on your podcast, Heather, including this lady, Judge Judy. Now, no, we're not talking about the American TV Judge Judy, but the Mid-North Coast Zone Judge Judy, retired Federal Circuit Court Judge Judy Small. And she is also an internationally renowned folk singer who toured the world for 16 years.
In 1982, I was working in the public service in New South Wales at the Legal Aid Commission, and I left Australia in the middle of 1982. I left $1,000 in the bank in Australia, which was quite a lot of money in those days, and decided I would see whether I could make it as a singer and songwriter. My career had been developing in Sydney, and I'd been asked to sing in other cities and at national folk festivals. And so off I went on my quest around the world and got to sing at some really lovely places like the Vancouver Folk Festival. That's where it really all began for me.
Oh, it's extraordinary. I mean, how important is it for people working in this law space, Heather, to have a creative outlet, as you do with your podcast?
Well, I think it's critical for survival. And so some of the other people that we feature, one of them is a family court judge who's retired called Rod Burr, who won the UN medal. He's a pilot, passionate in that space. There's some judges who are classical pianists, you know, judges who are really involved in the work that they do in their own communities, in things like Meals on Wheels, like just really good humans. And we don't tend to see that side of them. So these interviews on the podcast really show that these very talented people have really interesting lives outside the law.
Well, if we go back to the law and back to Judge Judy, family court, as you have touched on, it can be a harrowing place for parents and for children caught up in the matters. Here's a little insight into how Judge Judy sees the role of lawyers and the importance of getting it right in the courtroom.
I remember once on the bench, a father being terribly upset and going off the air a bit and saying, "What do you people care about me?" And I said to him, "Mr. So-and-so, right here, right now, in this courtroom, nothing matters to me more than the safety of your children." And he stopped and went, "Oh, okay." And was much more amenable to being talked to. The safety of families is something that is an incredibly important part of family law, and that's the kind of thing I'd be saying to people. Make sure you and your children are safe. Find a lawyer who cares about what they're doing and isn't just putting you through the system, and know that you're not alone in this.
Mm. How important is that personal touch to help children through family court proceedings, Heather?
Oh, look, it's vital. And that's the message, I suppose, that people like Judge Judith Small give, that they have committed their life to public service and to the safety and wellbeing of children. That's why they're in these positions. They're harrowing positions to take on. But parents should hear these people speak about why they do the job and how committed they are to kids. I think it's really important because we hear too much of the other side. For me, the podcast allows me to interview these people and show how incredibly evolved they are as human beings.
Well, it's called The Family Matters Show, Heather McKinnon. What's the response you've been having from your podcast over the 3 years?
Oh, look, it's excellent. We hear from all sorts of people that have enjoyed the shows, and we've been quite amazed at how it spreads through the internet and people hear it all over Australia. So it's really a valuable thing that we've had a good team working with us on. And I think it's a wonderful way for regional clients who feel isolated to hear about what the journey will be like if they're embarking on it.
Yeah, some level of support offered through this podcast too, I can imagine, just knowing you're not alone. Heather McKinnon, it's been great to talk to you about the Family Matters Show. When do you record your next episode?
We did one last week, and then we sort of record about once a month, so the next one will come up soon.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, I'm assuming people can find it everywhere that you find podcasts, and we thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thanks, Anna, for your interest.
It's our pleasure. The Family Matters Show, and Heather McKinnon, she's a family law specialist on the Mid-North Coast, one of the co-hosts. And if you're going through that space, if unfortunately mediation, divorce is in your future, perhaps that may just be the podcast for you. The Family Matters Show, Heather McKinnon, the co-host. And we're happy to let everyone know about other podcasts being made here in New South Wales. We'll be featuring them every Tuesday afternoon or every second Tuesday at this stage here on ABC Radio New South Wales. So let us know. Dob in your favourite podcast, 1300 648 222, and on the text 0467 922 684.
It's been a night of tragedy.